This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin,
a Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu signaling a new escalation in the war against Hamas in Gaza, ordering civilians to evacuate in the southern city of Rafah, where more than a million Palestinians were told to flee for safety. Spokesperson for the UN, Stefan Dujarric.
The Office of the Coordination of Humanitarian Affairs say the unprecedented density of Rafah's population make it nearly impossible to protect civilians.
President Biden on the defense, saying the special counsel's comments in his report about him being an elderly man with poor memory are out of line, marring what should have been a positive report that said the president did not willfully retain the classified documents found in his possession. Cleanup in Wisconsin after a rare February tornado. Matt Artis, who lives in Porter, Wisconsin.
I come out and I looked and I had no house roof and all the buildings are gone. I got cattle missing.
State's been experiencing record high temperatures. This is ABC News. Protests are growing amongst farmers in Europe.
Politicians in Poland calling on the European Union's Commissioner for Agriculture to resign as farmers continue to block roads across a number of EU countries, protesting low wages along with EU regulations and bureaucracy. In Poland, farmers are launching a month-long general strike and even blocking border crossings with Ukraine. Similar protests are ongoing in Spain for a fourth straight day. Others have emerged in France, Belgium, Portugal, Greece, and Germany. Inez de la Quintera, ABC News. At the foreign desk.
Two separate earthquakes felt in different parts of the Pacific Ocean. Hawaii's Big Island rattled by a magnitude 5.7 earthquake a few hours later. A preliminary magnitude 4.6 earthquake struck the Southern California coast near Malibu. Seismologist Dr. Lucy Jones.
I would expect a pretty only minor damage at best. 5.7 isn't that large, and everybody's at least 20 miles away from it because it's 20 miles down.
As for that California quake, residents all along the Los Angeles area said they felt the shake. Dave Packer, ABC News.
Breaks of sun developing today with a high temperature near 37. Tonight, partly cloudy, a little cooler, 23 for a low. Partly sunny on your Super Bowl Sunday, a high of 38. Monday, some sunshine, 42. We pull back a little bit Tuesday, 39, partly cloudy. Wednesday, increasing clouds, a chance of light snow late at night, a high of 37. And cloudy Thursday, a good chance of snow in the morning with a high at 34. You're listening to the Weekend Wake Up.
Weekend Wake Up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
A girl in Louisiana, and though I'm out on the highway, my thoughts are still with her. Such a strange combination of a woman and a child. Such a strange situation, stopping every 100 miles, calling Baton Rouge. A replay of last night's events rolled through my mind. Except a scene or two, a race by sweet red wine. And I see a truck stop sign ahead, so I change lane. I need a cup of coffee and a couple dollars change, calling Baton Rouge. Operator, won't you put me on through? I gotta send my love down to Baton Rouge. Hurry up, won't you put her on the line? I gotta talk to the girl just one more time.
That's a great one from Mr. Garth Brooks calling Baton Rouge on Country and Community. 7:05 as we work through your Saturday weekend wake up with the Man in Black.
Love is a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. The taste of love is sweet when hearts like ours meet. I fell for you like a child. But the fire went wild. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire, the ring of fire, the ring of fire.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
My Uncle Adam plays the best country.
Weekend Wake Up.
My brother Adam plays the best country, and I should know because I'm from the South.
Weekend Wake Up.
Hey, Adam, turn the music up.
From WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
I'm going down to Louisiana. I'm going to try my luck in Baton Rouge. I'm going to follow old Red River down till I see the lights of town. Man, I ain't going to get no sleep in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm going to get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge. I'm gonna wear them out down to Baton Rouge. Was a Texas girl that broke my heart, and then she tore my truck apart. Guess I'll give me another in Baton Rouge. I like crawfish, I like rice, and I like girls that treat you nice. I'm gonna find me one in Baton Rouge. Said Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna get me some alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down to Baton Rouge. Walk that walk, I'm gonna learn to talk that talk, I'm gonna learn to dance in Baton Rouge. Now ain't life just like a cul-de-sac, I'm a Texas boy and I'm going back, as soon as I catch my breath in Baton Rouge. Sing Baton Rouge, alligator shoes. Baton Rouge, Baton Rouge, I'm gonna wear them out down in Baton Rouge. Hey, I'm gonna strut my stuff in Baton Rouge.
Well, I've never spent a lot of time in Baton Rouge, but I have been Metairie, New Orleans. Everything he said about Baton Rouge, yeah, New Orleans can handle that as well. That's Guy Clark on Country and Community. 7-Eleven, we're at 29 wake-up degrees in Richland Center. From the facts of life, she was known as Pippa. To the country music world, Cherie Austin, and she's lucky in love.
Had more than a tattoo up his sleeve, Mary Lou. Peggy Sue, Susie Q, Norma Jean. Yeah, he was pretty as a picture on his motorbike. Never met a mirror that he didn't like. Sorry, dude, with your rude attitude, take a hike. Goodness gracious,
tight blue jeans. She bought Mexico. And she loves wearing French perfume everywhere we go.
But when it comes to the loving part, one thing is true.
Sexy long legs, my baby is American made. My baby is American made. Born and bred in the USA. From her silky long hair to her sexy long legs, my baby is American made. My baby is American made. Born and bred in the USA. From her silky long hair to her sexy long legs. Baby is
American.
My baby.
It's a weekend wake-up twin spin.
Two in a row.
Twin spin on WRCO-FM.
Hi there. This is Richard Sturman of the Oak Ridge Boys. Keep your dial tuned right here to WRCO.
Hellfire up. Hellfire up.
Looking for the perfect love seat and sofa set? Well, A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet has you covered. For those that love the cool look of leather, but the long, warm feel for fabric, the Stoneland Reclining Sofa and Reclining Love Seat set delivers both with ease. Its high-performance padded faux leather is remarkably durable and easy to clean. Just the thing for family spaces. Not to mention fashion-forward flair. Shop the Valentine's Day sale now through February 17th, only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
The Wisconsin Farm Center offers mental health services and resources to Wisconsin farmers and their families, including counseling services provided by licensed mental health professionals through telecounseling, counseling vouchers, and the 24/7 Farmer Wellness Hotline at 1-800-942-2474. This message in support of farm families is a service of Advanced Pump and Well Solutions in Richland Center, ready to serve you 24/7, 365, with the knowledge and expertise to keep your water running. Hillsboro Equipment, from the tractor in the field to the lawnmower and chainsaw in your yard. They service it all, any make, any model. Napa Auto and Truck Parts of Richland Center and Boscobel has the products and expertise to keep your vehicles and equipment running and working. And Pine River Veterinary Clinic of Richland Center provides small animal and livestock health care and on-the-farm ultrasound services.
100.9.
Start your day the right way. It's the Roundup with Phil and Hank.
With Phil and Hank.
Weekday mornings around 7:20 from WRCO-FM, WRCO.com, and on the Civic Media app.
Right, I'm in Roy.
Get ready to indulge in the flavors of Fat Tuesday at the Woods Bar and Grill in Lone Rock. Join them this Tuesday starting at 2 p.m. for a feast featuring jambalaya, shrimp creole, and blackened catfish with red beans and rice. Each dinner includes a hearty serving of gumbo and a delectable chocolate bread pudding with spiced rum sauce. For more information, check out their Facebook page or give them a call at 583-2625. Don't miss out on this delicious celebration.
It's time now for a look at this week in entertainment history.
Oh, you're killing me, Smalls.
He likes it. Hey, Mikey.
Where's the beef?
From WRCO-FM. Celebrities born this week include, from 1928, actor Conrad Janis, best known for his work on ABC's Mork and Mindy.
Nanu, nanu.
Also born on this date back in 1934, Gilligan's Island's Tina Louise.
Back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip that started from this tropic port aboard this tiny ship.
In 1897, the New York Times began printing all the news that's fit to print on their front page.
Sail that day for a 3 hour.
In 1933, the singing telegram was introduced by the Postal Telegraph Company of New York City. Back in 1938, the big broadcast of 1938 was released. In 1940, the Mutual Radio Network presented the first broadcast of the play, The Adventures of Superman, back in 1940. Other celebrity birthdays include Sidney Sheldon, born on this date in 1917. This week in 1921, Ava Gabor. Burt Reynolds was born in 1936 from Smokey and the Bandit. And Carrie Lowell, an actress from Law & Order, she played assistant D.A. Jamie Ross. Carrie Lowell was born in 1961. On this date in 1940, NBC presented the Chamber of Music Society of Lower Basin Street for the first time. 1949, Death of a Salesman opened at the Morocco Theater in New York City. It was on this date in 1960 that Jack Parr walked off while live on the air of The Tonight Show with 4 minutes remaining. He did this in protest to the censors cutting out a joke from the show the night before. And in 1982, ABC's presentation of The Winds of War concluded. The 18-hour miniseries cost $40 million to produce. And in 2002, the six stars of NBC's Friends signed a deal for $24 million each for the ninth and final season of the series. And speaking of Friends, Jennifer Aniston was born on this date back in 1969. And in honor of Jennifer Aniston's birthday today, our Rabbit Ears memory takes us back to one of the top shows of the 1990s and the NBC hit show, Friends.
No one told you life was gonna be this way. Your job's a joke, you broke. Your love life's the old way. It's like you're always stuck in second gear. When it hasn't been your day, week, your month, or even your year. But I'll be there for you.
You're listening to The Weekend Wake Up.
100.9.
Information. Give me Memphis, Tennessee. Help me find a party to try to get in touch with me. She could not leave a number, but I know a place to call. Cause my uncle took the message and he wrote it on the wall. Help me, information. Get in touch with my Marie. She's the only one who'd call me if I'm Memphis, Tennessee. Yeah, home is on the south side, high up on the ridge, just a half a mile from the Mississippi Bridge. She was waving me goodbye with her home drops on her cheek that trickled from her eye. But we were pulled apart because her mom did not agree and tore apart our happy home in Memphis, Tennessee. Help me, information, more than that I cannot add. Only that I miss her and all the fun we had. Marie is only 6 years old. Information, please. Try to put me through to her in Memphis, Tennessee.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5, kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9, or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center.
This is Lori Berry from the Investment Center at Community First Bank. Does your retirement plan fit your vision? Your plan should be as unique as you are. Whatever you envision, make sure you have the right investment mix, risk tolerance, and time horizon to get you from point A to point B. Contact me today to make sure your strategy aligns with your retirement dream.
Experience the difference. CFBankInvestmentCenter.com. Securities and insurance offered through LPL or its affiliates are not insured by FDIC or any other government agency. Not bank guaranteed, not bank deposits or obligations may lose value.
We'd like to thank you for making us a part of your weekend wake-up get-together each and every Saturday morning as we approach the 7:30 mark, holding steady at the morning low of 29. Time now for birthdays and anniversaries sponsored each and every day by the great folks down in Black Earth at the Shoebox, where you receive service like it ought to be.
The Shoebox in Black Earth has what you need for work boots, children's shoes, athletic shoes, and any shoe you need or want. No one has a better selection of shoes than the Shoebox, with all the latest styles for everyone needing shoes. The Shoebox is the place to go. They go the extra mile to bring you great service, proper size and fit, all at a great price. The Shoebox, open 7 days a week in Black Earth. Stop by and receive service like it ought to be.
To Today is Saturday, February 10th, 2024, and we have a very happy birthday wish to my great-grandson, Cashton Sander, with love from great-grandma Ida. Nick Clarson, hope you have a great day. That from Kirstie, Granny, Barb, Kylie, along with Jose, Jack, and Olivia. Walker Gunlock, happy birthday wishes from Grandpa and Grandma Gunlock. Here's a happy 51st wedding anniversary to my loving husband, David Durst. Thanks for telling me every day how much you love me. I am truly blessed from your loving wife, Donna. Uncle Dave and Uncle or an Aunt Donna. As Uncle David and Aunt Donna celebrate the Durst, from Lori and the guys, wishing you the very best today. Here's a wish for Dave and Donna Durst on their anniversary from Butch and Margaret. Nick Clarson, happy birthday wishes from Granny Mama, Kirsten, Nee, and Sissy. Birthday wishes today for Evelyn Hall. Hopefully you have a great day. From Debbie, Kelly, Dorothy Ann, along with Terry and Mikhail. Happy birthday wishes today for Allison Ewing from the Unified United Methodist Church, the Richland Primary School. We see Cashton Sander making that list. Joanne Schmitz is on the Schmidt Woodland Hills birthday list. The Bloom City Town Crier has one anniversary to tell you about. That is for Mike and Sheila Bradford, the Bloom City Town Crier, as we wish them great wishes for their anniversary. Moving on to the Muscadet Blue River and Avoca Lions Club, Lisa Faga, Abby Hinkle, and Lucas Miller all celebrating. Here's an anniversary again for Mike and Sheila Bradford today, and birthday wishes for Walker Gunlock, Cashton Sander, Charles McBain III, and Hannah Fogo from the Richland Center Lions Club. And we have an early birthday request today going out to Ed Chitwood. Now, Ed's birthday is actually tomorrow, and of course, you know that he's the manager at the Birds Creek Airport, so apparently there's going to be lots of air traffic tomorrow. He's going to have to be out there with the wands and the candle getting the airplanes in. So, Linda, your loving wife, wanted to wish you a very happy birthday a day early going out for Ed Chitwood. And if you are celebrating a birthday or anniversary, we would like to wish you the best as well from everyone right here at WRCO-FM and WRCO.com. And Eddie Chitwood, Linda wanted to remind you that you're still the one.
Yours. still having fun, and you're still the one.
Going out for the very special birthday wish for Mr. Eddie Chitwood, manager, owner, operator, occasional pilot at the Birds Creek Airport. Birthday tomorrow. Linda wanted us to talk about it today.
100.9.
Join us for a romantic evening at the Woods Bar and Grill in Lone Rock this Wednesday as we celebrate Valentine's Day starting at 4 p.m. Indulge in their exquisite menu featuring chimichurri steak, lobster and shrimp pasta, and blackened ahi tuna. Don't forget to save room for their decadent raspberry swirl cheesecake. All dinners include access to their super salad bar. For more information, visit their Facebook page or call 583-2625. Treat your special someone to a memorable dining experience at the Woods Bar and Grill.
At 7:45, we'll have a news update. Caitlin O'Connell is in the newsroom. That comes your way in about 9 minutes or so. And we're at 29 degrees so far. The morning low, topping off today in the low 40s. There's Billy Ray Cyrus. Hank's doing the achy breaky. Look out.
You can tell the world you never was my girl. You can burn my clothes when I'm gone. Oh, you can tell your friends just what a fool I've been. And laugh and joke about me on the phone. You can tell my arms go back into the phone. You can tell my feet to hit the floor. Or you can tell my lips to tell my fingertips. They won't be reaching out for you no more. Don't tell my heart, my achy breaking heart. I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy, breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. You can tell your mom I moved to Arkansas. You can tell your dog to bite my leg. Tell your brother Cliff, whose fist can tell my lip, he never really liked me anyway. Or tell your Aunt Louise, tell anything you please, myself already knows I'm not okay. Or you can tell my eyes to watch out for my mind, it might be walking out on me today. But don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man. Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he might blow up and kill his man. Don't tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, I just don't think he'd understand. And if you tell my heart, my achy breaky heart, he might blow up and kill this man.
Yeah!
So I told you right before we introduced Billy Ray Cyrus there that old Hank was doing the achy breaky. And I'll tell you what, he's achy breaking my sense of humor telling some jokes. I'm not sure if he told that one on the radio. I don't remember hearing it. But I'm sure next week during the roundup, he'll tell you the joke that he told me on Saturday. Oh, I'm just warning you, kids. Hey, speaking of Hank, he and Phil is going to be out and about doing wrestling, as well as Bill Twining and David Werman. We'll preview wrestling during our 810 Sports Report during your weekend wake-up on RCOFM.
There's another back door sneaking in where you've been midnight. Quiet as a Mack truck, lots of luck thinking up an alibi. But every light in the house is on. Everything is gone. She left me no chance at redemption. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. No further exemption. Just a big red goodbye and lipstick on the wall. Goodbye says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all. Says it all. No long explanation. No reconciliation. No let's talk it over number I can call. Goodbye says it all.
And that is a pretty good way to end this music set. Blackhawk Goodbye says it all. 744, we're at our morning low of 29. It's Super Regional Saturday.
WRCO Sports is pleased to be a part of the WIAA Super Regional Wrestling Saturday at two different high schools this weekend. Mineral Points Division 3 and Richland Center's Division 2 Super Regionals. Join the professor of high school wrestling in Wisconsin, Bill Twining, along with David Werman, Henry Bray, and yours truly, Phil Nee, inviting you to join us for Super Regional Saturday, getting underway Saturday morning on WRCO FM 100.9, WRCO.com, and the Civic Media app.
Need the perfect Valentine's Day gift for yourself or someone you love? Stop into A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet for the best deals on some beautiful furniture, now through February 17th. New to our store, the Hoover Heavy Duty Firm Mattress is now 30% off, 20-year non-prorated warranty, and the perfect addition to your room. Take an additional 20% off all sheets, covers, pillows, and more. Only at A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet in downtown Richland Center.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
Good morning. It's 7:45. We're at 29 degrees, the morning low. This news update is sponsored on WRCO by Jones Chevrolet Buick, Town & Country TV and Appliance, and by Walsh's Ace Hardware. The forecast for your weekend from meteorologist Alex Winter, gradually decreasing clouds, mild and a bit breezy today, a high right near 40. Tonight, 23 for a low as we clear out. Partly sunny on Sunday, above normal 41. Monday, further above normal sunshine in the morning, a touch warmer with a high of 44. Well, we were as warm as 33 after the 2 o'clock hour. We've since dropped to our morning low. We're at 29 degrees.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's here. Did you know February is National Bird Feeding Month? Here at Walsh's, we carry all your bird feeding needs. Suet cakes to many different kinds of bird seeds by the pound or by the big 50-pound bags. We also carry a wonderful selection of bird feeders. And if you're looking for a new hummingbird feeder for later in the year, we have you covered. So stop in at Muscadet, Richland Center, or Ace of La Crosse. And as always, we appreciate your business.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware, folks.
Today is Saturday, February 10th. Good morning for WRCO News. I'm Caitlin O'Connell. Wisconsin's Attorney General seeks to better support victims of crime. Josh Call and 41 other attorney generals are pressing for funding for mental health counseling, medical care, lost wages, and other services through the Federal Crime Victims Fund, or the VOCA Fund. Call said at a press conference on Wednesday, Wisconsin's VOCA funding, which was once around $45 million, has shrunk to just under $14 million. Call and the other attorney generals believe the lack of funding could lead to the end of some victim service programs. Enbridge Energy Company is trying to persuade a federal appeals court to allow a pipeline to continue operating on a Wisconsin tribal reservation. In June, U.S. District Court Judge William Conley ordered Enbridge to shut down a portion of Line 5 that runs through the Bad River Tribe's reservation by 2026. The tribe fears the aging pipeline could rupture. Enbridge's attorney told a three-judge federal appellate panel Thursday that Conley lacked authority to issue such an order. Bad River's attorney is calling for an immediate shutdown to protect the environment. A Republican member of the Wisconsin Elections Commission who has faced calls to resign after falsely declaring that former President Donald Trump won the state claimed Thursday that no white Republican that has done more for the black community than me. Bob Spindell made the remark after two members of the public called him to resign during a commission meeting. Spindell has faced calls for his resignation since he served as a fake Trump elector and later bragged about efforts to suppress black and Hispanic voter turnout in Milwaukee. Wisconsin Republicans are urging the state Supreme Court to ignore a report from redistricting consultants that determined GOP-proposed legislative maps were unconstitutional partisan gerrymanders. They argue that the consultants' findings are unsound. Democrats asked the court on Thursday to adopt one of their maps that the consultants found were nearly indistinguishable. The stakes are huge in battleground Wisconsin. Republicans have held a firm grip there on control of the legislature, even as Democrats have notched significant statewide wins. The liberal-controlled Supreme Court is expected to order new maps within weeks, unless the legislature adopts a plan that Democratic Governor Tony Evers agrees to sign. The 38th annual Bald Eagle Watching Days will be held today in Sauk Prairie. Bald eagle lovers can watch eagles soar above the Wisconsin River from an overlook located in Prairie du Sac. Volunteers will be available at the overlook to help visitors spot eagles and answer questions from 8 until 4. The best time to see foraging eagles will be in the early morning from 8 until 10 as they depart their nighttime roost to feed along the river and 2 hours before dusk as they return to their roosts. Visitors can also enjoy live raptor shows in the River Arts Center of the Sauk Prairie High School, featuring educational birds and trainers from the Schultz Audubon Nature Center in Milwaukee. A screening of a recently recorded rehabilitated bald eagle release with live expert Q&A session and more family-friendly activities. All Bald Eagle Watching Days events are free and open to the public. Basketball's Feed My Starving Children pie auction, soup and sandwich lunch, and bake sale will be held today at 11 until 1:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Boscobel. The pie auction will begin at noon. Bruce Pitsley is an organizer of Boscobel's Feed My Starving Children mobile food pack.
We're doing soup and sandwiches, and our soups are going to be potato, chili, and chicken noodle soup. And the sandwiches are egg salad or ham and cheese. And we also have a bake sale. And it's just a fun day. It's really a fun day. It's a well-established event, and we look forward to doing it again.
Cost of the lunch is $5 for those 12 and up, $3 for children 6 to 11, and free for children 5 and under. Proceeds will benefit the 2024 Feed My Starving Children mobile pack, April 11th through the 13th. If you are unable to attend today's lunch, donations are always welcome.
Anyone who would like to donate to the Boscobel mobile pack can either do it online. The direct link to the Boscobel mobile pack is give.fmsc.org/Boscobel. Or they can just contact Catherine or myself, and they can send their check to us or give it to us, and we make sure that it gets where it needs to go in our account for with Feed My Starving Children.
You can reach Bruce Pitsley at 608-485-2678 or Catherine Pitsley at 608-485-2554. Richland County 4-H will host its Discovery Day Saturday, February 17th from 9 until 12:15 on the UW-Platteville Richland campus. Carlin Craddock is an Extension 4-H educator.
It's a big event for 4-H, but it's also open to the community, too. So maybe we'll get the word out to some families who maybe aren't familiar with 4-H, but would be interested in having their kids come to this event. Last year, we had over 100 kids register, so it's going to be a fun event.
Discovery Day is for a variety of ages.
All ages that can be in 4-H. So kindergarten through high school, really. We have a special class just for those kids who are in 5K through second grade. It's called Welcome to the Jungle this year. So it's jungle-themed activities, and they'll be doing some science experiments and some crafts and making some snacks and all around the jungle theme.
Craddock says the Richland County 4-H Discovery Days also gives older 4-H members an opportunity to share their interests.
One of the great things about this event is it gives our youth leaders a chance to share what they've learned through 4-H with some of the younger kids. So we have some youth leaders who are leading some of the sessions and, you know, have some adults partner with them. We have some youth-adult partnerships. One of the classes this year is being led by a couple of junior leaders. They're doing an origami class. And she had a 4-H exchange student a couple years ago from Japan, and she really got into origami. And this year she's teaching the younger kids some of the things she's learned.
Besides origami, there are many more opportunities.
A couple of the new classes this year, we have Stacey Anthony from the Rock Shop in Viroqua is coming down, and she's going to teach the kids about, do rock collecting, and also she's bringing some geodes that the kids can open. Another new class this year is Phil Neese's son, James, is going to be teaching a small engines class. A few of the other classes, we have a couple of EMTs that are coming to do a first aid class. They're going to do some basic CPR first aid, and they'll bring an ambulance, so kids get a chance to see that. A couple local artists are going to be there. One of them is going to be doing a class on drawing charcoal portraits. We have one dad and his son. They're going to do a Legos class together. They've got some creative Lego building skills, so they're going to do that. There's a 4-H dad who has just got some real talent with wood burning, and he's going to teach a wood burning class for kids. That's a returning class and was popular. We have, there's a gentleman who's a 4-H volunteer in another county who coordinates the 4-H wildlife program, and we have a statewide wildlife contest. As a matter of fact, he does monthly virtual meetings for kids who are interested in natural resources. And he's going to be coming, and he has these hands-on kits with all kinds of materials that kids can learn and see and do. We have a class this year called Wildlife Detectives. The Tiny Acres Farm is coming with the therapy animals again this year. There's a drama class. And then just some really fun ones. There's going to be a fairy gardens class and just some more art classes. There's a geocaching class. One of the local veterinarians, Kristen Joseph, is going to come and do a vet science class for kids. So really, it's a chance for kids to maybe try something new. But, you know, for some of these kids, it might spark an interest in something they want to learn more about. And, you know, who knows, maybe even be like a career choice down the road.
Register for Richland County 4-H Discovery Day by Monday online at go.wisc.edu/e99299. The cost is $10 per person and includes all classes and supplies. A maximum of $30 per family will be charged. For more information, contact Carlin Craddock at 608-647-6148.
Keeping your vehicle running at its best is easy with GM certified service from Jones Chevrolet. From oil changes to tires to brakes and multi-point inspections, Jones Chevrolet has the expertise, technology, and convenient hours to take good care of your vehicle. For the very best GM certified service, make an appointment soon by calling 647-3788 or stopping at Jones Chevrolet, Highway 14 East, Richland Center, or visit joneschev.com.
Today is Saturday, February 10th. James Patrick Jim McGlynn, 66 of Lime Ridge, died Sunday at home after a cancer adventure. A celebration of life will be held today at noon at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home in Richland Center. Friends may call at the Clary Memorial Funeral Home today from 9 until the time of the service at noon. For James Patrick Jim McGlynn, 66 of Lime Ridge. Don M. Stevenson, 58 of Marquette, Iowa, died February 1st at her home. A celebration of life will be held today from 1 until 3 o'clock at the Piha Funeral Home in Elroy, with service to follow at 3 o'clock. Following the service, a meal and gathering will be held at Just One Bar and Grill in Reedsburg. Don M. Stevenson, 58 of Marquette, Iowa. Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76 of Viroqua, died January 16th at her daughter's home in Richland Center. A celebration of life will be held on Sunday from 1 until 4 at her childhood home in La Crescent, Minnesota. For Geraldine Ann Jerry Mormon Harper, 76 of Viroqua. Hope E. Conkle, 78 of Jefferson, died February 3rd at the Alden Estates of Jefferson. Friends may call on Sunday from 2 until 4 at the Olson Gibson Funeral Home in Jefferson. Friends may also call at the Pratt Memorial Chapel in Richland Center on Monday from 11 until 1 o'clock. Burial will be in the Richland Center Cemetery. Hope E. Conkle, 78 of Jefferson. John Roland Fry, 56 of Menasha and formerly of Lime Ridge, died Wednesday at the Bethel Assisted Living. A celebration of life will be held by the family at a later date. The Clary Memorial Funeral Home assisted the family with arrangements. Of John Roland Fry, 56 of Menasha and formerly of Lime Ridge. Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99 of Spring Green, died on February 3rd. A funeral mass will be held on Tuesday at 11 o'clock at St. John's Catholic Church in Spring Green, with burial in the church cemetery at a later date. Friends may call at the Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green on Monday from 4 until 6. Friends may also call at St. John's Catholic Church on Tuesday from 10 until the time of the mass at 11. In lieu of flowers, memorials can be made to St. John's Catholic Church. For Phyllis Elaine Finer, 99 of Spring Green.
Town and Country Television, Ann Appliance is your source for world-famous Speed Queen laundry products. With 3, 5, and 7-year warranty options, you'll be washing worry-free for years. Right now, an offer to save up to $400 on your choice of the sleek new matte black is waiting for you. Visit Town and Country Television and Appliance next to Goodwill, weekdays 8 to 5, or shop online at townandcountryrc.com.
This is WRCO FM 100.9 in Richland Center, Wisconsin.
A Civic Media station.
ABC News, I'm Dave Packer. Ukraine was a big issue when President Biden met German Chancellor Olaf Scholz at the White House Friday. ABC